everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. What happens when you get divorced and you think you're never going to meet anyone again and you're depressed and hopeless, and then all of a sudden you meet this wonderful person, and after maybe a few months or a few years or several years, you decide to get remarried? Well, what happens then? Today I want to talk about second marriages and the topics that you should make sure that you discuss before you get into a second marriage. And how I came up with this idea is that a Divorce Girl Smiling Facebook group member posted in the group and said, I'm getting married for the second time. What topics should we be discussing? And I just had so much respect for that she really wanted to take the time to ask people what she should discuss so that she has a better chance of her second marriage being happy and healthy. And I just love that. It inspired me to write this article for Divorce Girl Smiling. It also inspired me to call on Stephanie Sexauer, one of my DGS partners. Stephanie is a wills and estate planning attorney in the Chicago area. I thought Stephanie would be a great guest for this podcast because one of the topics you should discuss is your will and estate. So hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks so much for taking time to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I love having you, and I think you're such a wonderful attorney. I actually just recommended Stephanie to someone, and the person is extremely pleased and happy with the work she's doing. So thank you for that, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie's been an attorney since 2013. And I met you, Stephanie, a couple years ago? We got connected through someone. And since then, we have so many mutual connections and people have just the nicest things to say about you, both personally and professionally.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
So Stephanie and I were actually talking before the podcast and we realized neither one of us is in a second marriage, but we still think we're qualified to talk about this subject. And here's why. First of all, as far as myself, I have been divorced for 15 years and I've been in another relationship for several years and I feel like I'm already remarried even though I'm not technically remarried. And I've had these conversations of these topics that I'm going to tell you about. And I think that's one of the reasons my relationship is really healthy because we've talked about these things. As far as Stephanie's also in a committed relationship, but Stephanie's strength is that she has seen so many clients over the years go into second marriages. And so she realizes the importance of these topics. So with that said, let's get going with these second marriage topics to discuss.
And on that note, Jackie, I think an initial conversation to have with yourself is whether or not in this new committed relationship, marriage is the step to take. There are, I think, lots of pros and cons to choosing to stay in a committed relationship following divorce and getting remarried. Legal ones, moral ones, lots. So happy to chat through that more.
And Stephanie, you know, that's such a good point because while we're discussing these topics, people might say, well, that's kind of a deal breaker. And I already know where he stands on that. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe we should just keep dating but not get married.
Well, and because so many of our listeners here have been divorced or contemplating or about to go through a divorce, you've been in a marriage. You know the pros and cons of marriage already. So as you're even thinking about potentially remarrying, you can play that out. You've seen what a marriage looks like. You've seen what worked for you and what didn't. And I think a lot of us assume the same set of circumstances that led to the relationship demise the first time may cause the second to demise. So you have the same the same red flags from the first time are on your radar for the second.
You know what the beauty is? You don't have to worry. There's no pressure. Like, remember when we were young and it was like there was just this stigma of like, oh my gosh, I need to get married. I'm 30. And I was 30 and like all my friends were married. Well, now, second marriage, if you're getting divorced, who cares? There's no pressure. All the goal really should be is for you to be happy, whether that means being alone, whether that means being in a casual relationship, or whether that means being in a committed relationship but not being married, or being in a committed relationship and being married. So that's the goal, not to get into a second marriage, but just to be happy. Don't you think, Stephanie?
I do. And especially when you factor in the technical pros and cons. So why don't we dive into this list? One of the first things we had said we wanted to chat through was financially, what are the pros and cons of a marriage?
Okay.
So Jackie, what do you think? You know, to me, a pro of being married is that if you have a natural person who's kind of assigned to take care of you in some ways financially, right? I mean, they're tied to you and you're tied to them. So they can earn money and that benefits you.
And vice versa. But the point is that you need to have the discussion. When two people either decide to live together or get married, the discussion of who's paying for what, when am I retiring? When are you retiring? What happens if one of us loses our job? What happens if one of us is unable to, God forbid, work because of a medical reason? And so you have to really sit down and talk about different scenarios, because the what's mine and is yours and what's yours is mine is a really bad attitude in a second marriage. Don't you think, Stephanie?
I do. I think that's what I've heard a lot of financial advisors talk through, that if you choose to get remarried, one of the biggest strengths you can offer the relationship is a we're in this together attitude, and completely bifurcating the finances in a marriage, to me, I think does lead to a lot of feelings of, well, I worked harder this year, so I deserve to, you know, to treat myself, but I saw you and you didn't, and so I don't know that I want to take you on this vacation. You know, I think that's a fine way to handle finances, but you have to know what the ramifications of that are.
100%. Just have the talk. And you know what? I know it's uncomfortable. It's, you know, not the easiest thing to sit down and say, okay, you know, I don't want to work anymore when we live together, or I know you make a lot more than me. Would you be willing to pay more of the mortgage? Those are hard conversations to have, but trust me and Stephanie, you will thank us if you have them up front, because also you're going to see the way that this person reacts. If they're going to be Mr. Even Steven and that doesn't work for you, then you may want to rethink the second marriage.
Right. And I think that's, you know, what I understand to be a fairly common cause of divorce is there's this lack of transparency in marital assets and really marital debts. You know, I'm hearing from a lot of women who are divorced saying, I had no idea we owed that money, or I don't remember signing off on that. So when you're in a dating relationship and contemplating remarrying, I think you can ask yourself if having that tie to someone is what if it's important to you.
And also ask the other person. I don't think it's unreasonable to sit down with someone and say, do you have a lot of debt? If so, how much is it? And the person needs to be forthright with you, because if you're going to make your second marriage or second relationship work, it has to all be on the table, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And I think I would hope that's the biggest takeaway from this, that you have to talk about it. You have to be transparent.
Now, I'm going to say one more thing on this topic. I think when you have these conversations with someone, it's okay to say, you know what, that's a little hurtful. You're making X amount and I'm making a third of what you're making. And I really would hope that you would pay a little bit more. If that's how you feel, lay it out on the table, because after you get married, it's kind of too late.
I agree.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, wills and estate planning attorney Stephanie Sexauer. And we're talking about topics to bring up if you're thinking about getting into a second marriage. Before we move on, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think you're going to want to know about. The first one is divorce attorney Catherine Miller. Catherine is the founder of Miller Law Group. They're based out of New York and Connecticut. I've known Catherine for a couple years. I was actually a guest on her podcast, which is called Divorce Dialogues. And Catherine is just such a wonderful person. She's really smart. She's really warm and compassionate, and she focuses on mediation and the collaborative process. I would really, really trust Catherine. The other person I want to mention is if you're looking for a mortgage or you need to refinance after divorce, Jeremy Woods is a mortgage banker who I really, really like. I've known him for several years. He's been in the business for over 25, I believe. He's a single dad. He's a really nice guy, and he would do a great job. So you can find Catherine, Jeremy, Stephanie, and other Divorce Girl Smiling trusted partners on divorcegirlsmiling.com. So number two of what I want to bring up, Stephanie, is will and estate planning, of course.
Sure.
So tell me why it's important to have this conversation, because this is a big deal before you get into a second marriage.
Well, it is. And it's really a big deal if one or both of you have kids from a prior relationship, which is what I think that's what happens a lot. So, you know, at least what I can say in Illinois, if you passed away and you had children and you have a spouse, half of your assets that don't name a beneficiary will pass to your spouse and half will pass to your kids. So for example, if you from your first marriage owned a home and the home was awarded to you in the divorce, and let's say 20 years go by, the home's paid off, you remarry, you decide distinctly not to add your new spouse on the deed to the home because you meant to preserve it for your kids and you don't redo your estate plan. What happens is that that house upon your death is going to go through probate and it will be owned half by your spouse, half by your kids. And your spouse could conceivably force you to sell it or force your estate to sell it to pay him out. Mm-hmm. And that might not be at all what you were hoping to do.
And then things just get ugly and families fight. It's terrible. And people don't even realize it. And they get into these second marriages and they're on a cloud and they're so happy. And nobody wants to talk about their death and their will and trust. But I think what you're trying to say is that if you just get it out of the way before the marriage, you won't have to worry about it.
Right. I mean, I do think this ties back into the whole idea of let's put our cards on the table as we're thinking about new marriage. What are we really, are we hoping to get the legal benefits and disadvantages of marriage? To me, this is one example that it can be considered both. That as a spouse, you know, a surviving spouse of someone who passes away, yes, maybe you have access to increased social security benefits. But then also as a spouse, you have higher rights in terms of probate, meaning assets when you pass away. You have priority to make life and death decisions as opposed to your kids. So having those conversations and then actually drafting the proper documents to effectuate what you want to do is vital.
I just want to bring something else up to people listening. If you've gone through a divorce and you were horrified by your divorce attorney's rates and you're like, you know what, I'm done with attorneys. I don't want to pay anymore. Now, I can't speak for all wills and estate planning attorneys, but I think most of them, and I know for sure Stephanie, charges a flat rate for a will and trust. So if you are going to do this, it's one rate. You get it over with, you get everything out of the way, and you're not going to have these lingering lawyer bills. You can call Stephanie 50 times if you need to, asking questions, take your time, and not have to worry that the legal clock is ticking, right?
That's exactly right. And that's part of why I charge a flat fee. That I have, in my experience, you know, we'll spend, for example, 25 hours on an estate plan. That's factored into the price. But it's also that I don't want clients feeling like they're on the clock. I want to have these conversations. I want people to feel really good when they're done drafting these. And I think the breath of relief you get at the end shows me that clients are really satisfied once they've gone through this process.
And they never have to think about it, and they can enjoy their second marriage with both people knowing exactly what's going to happen. I just love it. It's the only way to go, I'm telling you. No pun intended.
It's the only way to go. All right.
All right. Moving on to number three of the topics you should discuss if you're thinking of a second marriage is the kids. Now, most people getting into a second marriage, well, I shouldn't say most, a lot of people, the kids are older, a lot of empty nesters, but no matter how old the kids are, the discussion has to be had. So, like, let's say you are getting married to a guy who has three kids and he's an empty nester. Now, one of his kids just lost his job and wants to move back in with you guys, and the kid is like 32. Well, are you going to be okay with that? That has to be discussed. What do you think, Stephanie?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a perfect example of what comes up in real life, especially if you're considering remarriage later in life and you're both a little older, a little more established. The challenges of having kids at any age, this is a good example of something that happens when you've got kids that are in their 30s, that they may lose jobs and need to come back home. They may have kids of their own. You two should be discussing what's our involvement in our grandkids' lives. Are you going to consider yourself, like, will you want to stay near your kids where they live so you can help raise the grandkids versus is your husband-to-be thinking, well, I wanted to retire in Florida?
Oh my gosh, exactly. You know what's so interesting? I just talked to this one couple and they were completely on a different page as to where they were going in retirement. Actually, that's number four on this list, retirement conversations. One of them wants to stay in Chicago and the other one wants to move somewhere warm. And like, that's going to cause issues. Might have been something they should have discussed before they got married.
Right. Especially if you've got young kids and you both have kids from a previous marriage or relationship, talking about what's the role of the new person coming in will be vital. Are they serving as a third parent? Are they expected to discipline? Will they be doing as much of the driving and arranging appointments and running the games as you are? You know, what are the expectations?
You know what? I'm going to say something that might piss a few people off listening to this. But if you're thinking of getting into a second marriage and the kid and the person or both of you have kids who are still in high school or junior high or younger, I hate to say this, I would wait.
That's so interesting, Jackie. Talk through that.
Well, only because I know couples who are very happy even, but they said it was extremely difficult with two sets of kids and blending families. Now, let's say the kids are like 2 and 4. Well, you're going to say to me, Jackie, I don't want to wait like another 15 years. Like, that's not fair. And that is valid. So maybe I shouldn't have said that. But just go into it knowing a few things. Some of the kids are just going to hate you for no reason. And you'll never really know why. Because you don't know what's in their little brains. They really don't even hate you. They're just going through some issue and you can't take it personally. Secondly, it's going to get very tiring because with all these people around, there's so much driving. What are we having for dinner tonight? So-and-so needs tutoring. So-and-so needs to go to the doctor. It's a busy life. And that's kind of why I never did it, because I just felt like when it gets to be all those little things, if you don't have a really, really solid relationship, it's going to suffer. And like we said at the beginning of this podcast, you're going into the second marriage for one reason, to be happy. Right? I mean, so, you have to really talk these things through
Right.
before you get married.
I also, my parents divorced when I was in high school, and my mom couldn't have, she wouldn't have dared to bring a guy around. Me, my siblings, and I were such brats, we would have made her life miserable. My dad may have made her life miserable for introducing us to a guy. And I was in high school, I think that it's not something you can describe. You're just young and full of emotion, and there's so much change. So I do think it's fair to say, really consider what you need and want out of life before you make a decision like that, especially when it impacts kids.
And you can still be happy not being married. You can be happy with the person and see them on your own time and not mix the families, blend the families, and still have a meaningful relationship. And the reason I'm saying that is because I did that for 7.5 years. And it was wonderful. It was like, oh, sometimes I'd say, I wish I lived with my boyfriend, but it was okay. And we raised our kids, and now we decided to live together after that. So it worked out.
Well, I'm so glad, and that's a really great example. I think people need to hear that that can be successful.
But Stephanie and I do not want to turn you off of second marriage. All we're saying is have the discussions before you get married. Put everything on the table, and that includes, like we said, finances, will and trust, and then the kids. And then I'm moving on to another thing to discuss, the household. So, who's going to do the cooking? Who's doing the house cleaning? Are you okay with getting a cleaning person to come in? Is one person going to say, no, we never did that in my family. I expect us to clean the house. And then the other person says, well, I want a cleaning person. So that's something to discuss. What can you absolutely not put up with?
Right. Sharing a household with someone is a bit, it's separate from the marriage. You could live with someone even while you're dating. That is its own discussion that I think requires a lot of talking points. I think cleaning and cooking are all fair points of discussion.
And this is not easy to have the conversation to say to someone like, if you leave your towel on the floor one more time and it's wet, I'm gonna have a heart attack. Like that might really bug you. So you need two pieces of advice. Have the discussion before, but even if you're already living with someone, don't be afraid to say it in a really nice way and say, you have so many other wonderful qualities, but one thing I would really would make me so much happier is if you pick your towel up after you shower and put it on the towel bar.
Right. I think there are things you only find out about someone once you live together, but it could be the way you two spend even your quality time together. If before you would make dates and you would go out, or if you always spent Friday nights in, and then while living together, you realize the other person actually hangs out with their friends most Friday nights and isn't in on Friday nights because it wasn't something that has to be arranged anymore. That's a different kind of daily living discussion.
100%. Stephanie, I love this conversation. I think we're helping people. I think we're giving people a lot to think about because second marriage is a really big deal and it can be wonderful or it could be horrible. And it's totally a lot of it's in your control.
Right.
All right, another thing I want to bring up is retirement. This is another topic. So I just talked about these people I talked to about one wants to stay in Chicago, one wants to move to the South. But what about, I want to retire in 5 years, even though I'm only going to be 60. Well, what happens then? Find out before you get married, don't you think, Stephanie?
Right. When someone retires, having an idea of what the new daily life will look like, having that discussion, I think is important. Some people know that they're going to volunteer or even do something big, like start a foundation. Some people say, no, I just look forward to gardening and doing my morning 3-mile walk. Is that going to drive you crazy if someone tells you that? Do you expect a man to leave your bed every day and go to work, and you don't like the idea of him lazing around, or would he not like you deciding to shop and do yoga with your girlfriend.
Right. How about if you were always gone from 8 o'clock in the morning till six, and that's what your husband got used to, and now all of a sudden you're there all the time? Might be a good thing, might be a bad thing. He might say, you know what? You deserve it. I want you to retire. I have plenty of money and I want to support you. But these are things that have to be discussed.
Right.
I love this conversation, Stephanie. This has been so much fun.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. And what I want to say to my listeners is that if you are thinking about divorce or going through one, or you're already divorced, you need a new will and estate plan. And Stephanie would be more than happy to help you.
Absolutely. I'd be so happy to help.
And how can they reach you?
My phone number is 312-300-4743, and you can find me online where you can send me a message at our website at www.sexhourlaw.com, and that's SexAuerLaw.com.
Or you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling.
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
Okay, so I want to end this by saying that I hope nobody thinks that I'm not a fan of second marriage, because I am. If the situation's right, if the timing's right, and if the people getting married are getting married for the right reasons. So how do you know if you're getting married for the right reasons? Ask yourself 10 things. I'm just going to list them real quick. Does the person make me happy 97% of the time? I just picked 97. It should really be like 99, but 97's okay.
I think that's you being fair. That's good.
Okay. Number 2, does he or she respect me and vice versa? 3, do we have fun together? 4, is the relationship easy? 5, do I like him or her? 6, do I adore him or her? 7, do I like myself when I am with him or her? 8, do I trust him or her? 9, would I take care of him or her in sickness and vice versa? And 10, do I want to grow old with this person? And if you can answer yes to all of these, then you're probably with the right person. And that's whether or not you marry the person.
I love that list, Jackie, truly.
Well, Stephanie, you're always a pleasure to have on the show. I think the world of you professionally and personally, and thanks again for being on.
Thank you. You're really helping women. This is so wonderful.
So thank you for listening, everybody. Again, this is the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Stephanie Sexhour. We appreciate your time. We're rooting for you. We know if you get into a second marriage, you're going to have these conversations and it's going to be great. If you want to learn more, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com and we'll talk to you real soon.